This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off using the link below. NordVPN, get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. PlateJoy, get custom meal plans, personalized recipes, and grocery lists to help you save time and eat better. Save $15 off any subscription with code MMANUTS15. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 529.
529!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, you fucking empty glass?
I'm empty. I'm pacing myself.
I hear you.
Trying to control my consumption of beverages.
What's that about?
I don't know.
Hey, here's a good story for you. I forgot to finish this one from last week. So I was talking about fat people. And so I think I told you this, that one of my flights got delayed because there was a 500-pound woman that decided she needed to go to fucking Hawaii. And it took 9 people and 2 fucking wheelchairs and a half hour of everybody's time that was waiting to get on the plane to load this fucking bitch on the plane. Which, and then she stuck out into the aisle, and she took up 2 seats. So, hey, yeah. Thanks, lady.
Then you think, happens a lot, I think. We are obese as a country.
Yeah, well, what's more offensive, to call someone fat or to call someone obese?
I think obese is more offensive.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I thought fat
obese is like the cunt version of fat.
Right. Like, it's like bitch.
Fat is bitch and cunt is obese.
Okay. I was trying to put that in the hierarchy earlier when I figured, yeah, I should probably talk about that because I forgot to say that. Like, that's interesting. I didn't know those people could fly. Huh.
But obese is like the technical term. The doctors would use that. You're obese.
But is that one going to get like turned out like the other words that you can't say? Or
I don't even know. Pretty soon you won't be able to say anything.
Yeah. Like, well, that's faggot. What they would. Can't say that. Yeah. You can't say that. You can't say retarded either, which, you know, we grew up in a different time and we'll still say things and, you know, people can agree or disagree, whatever. So moving right along, there was a Bellator fight this weekend. I can't fucking talk already. This is gonna be a great show. So you had AJ McKee versus the Pitbull in Bellator, and it was about 90 seconds in where McKee hit him with a head kick, drops him, follows up with some ground and pound, decides I think he's had enough, steps off. The ref's like, no, he hasn't had enough. He gets back to his feet, and then he fucking standing guillotines him into submission. Ref stops it. I'm like, that's pretty impressive. McKee is still undefeated over there. And then also I always wanted to mention that we still have that Showtime promo where you can get that free 30-day trial and then $4.99 a month for 6 months.
Yeah.
Code MMA Nuts. And that's like, I think it's more than 50% off. So you can get in on that. So they had that. And what else is going on out there?
News-wise?
Yeah.
Well, some bad news for Chris Weidman. I was reading some updates on his leg recovery this week. Yeah. It sounds like he's going to have another surgery. Basically, the setbacks, you know, recover. I think he said August sometime. They're going to have to do a plate the fibula bone because it's not fusing properly and they're not healing the right way. So even though he's been recovering and posting all these photos and videos and shit in the last month or two, it sounds like it's a step back. And I posed the question to you with Conor McGregor having just broken his leg very similarly. I mean, I think there's something to be said about that significant of a break. Like, do you think Conor comes back anytime soon?
Well, the weird thing is Conor keeps posting all these pictures of himself working out and flexing down. Mm-hmm. So he's going through the motions like he's going to come back, but you got to see, like, how does it feel? And then even if he comes back, it's what version of himself is he? Because he's not going to throw kicks. Not that he was a leg kick heavy guy, but he was more of a mid to high kick kind of guy. And that, if you take that out of his game, he's not going to be as effective, and he hasn't been effective lately.
Maybe that's why he's going to go to boxing.
Yeah, I mean, that makes the most sense. I still think his next fight's against one of the Paul brothers, probably Logan. Could be Jake, I don't know. But I think that that's where the money is. Like, why fuck around with this UFC shit when you can make a quadrillion more? And right off into the sunset. I don't think you see him for that many more fights. I think he's too proud to go out on a loss, though, in the UFC. So I will give him one more UFC fight at some point. I don't know against who. And then...
Yes.
Well, he can beat him, potentially. Depends. And I don't know. These are a hell of an injury, right? So Anderson, not the same person. Weidman having trouble. And now McGregor. I just... You never know with these guys, so...
Mm-hmm.
Remains to be seen. This weekend we have that UFC 265, which I'm trying to pull up here. It's that Derek Lewis versus fucking Kane.
Gagne?
Gain. I can't read.
Gain.
Yeah. That's that stupid interim belt. And then Amanda Nunes was supposed to be on there, but now.
Yep.
She was fighting Juliana Pena, but tested positive for COVID, which I thought was weird because I thought at this point we pretty much had it under wrap. But the last card, too, that happened over the weekend, they had a bunch of like COVID pullouts. So I can share this real quick. I'm not excited about this card at all. I think it's bullshit. This is an interim bout, but Jose Aldo, Munoz. I think the best fight is probably this Chiesa versus Luque, Tisha Torres, Angela Hill. And Song Yadong versus Casey Kenney. That might be a good one.
Yadong. That's like the baddest name ever. That's right. Song Yadong.
True.
Good Lord. Yeah. I'm not super excited about it. Okay. Well, Andrea Lee posted a photo on Instagram of her catching a hammerhead shark right out of the water on the Texas beach over the weekend, which I thought was pretty dope. She's getting a lot of shit for it, though, because apparently they're like saying, oh, wildlife preservation, and you're abusing
it. Suck a dick. You know what? She caught it. She probably threw it back, and maybe she just fucking stomped its brains out. Who gives a shit?
No, she said she threw it back. No harm, no foul. Yeah. So it's all good.
I don't have a problem with that. I saw some kind of shark washed up on the beach. I took a picture of it, but it's all covered with flies. It was about a little smaller than that one. I don't know. It wasn't a hammerhead, but.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Should I have thrown it back in the water?
Maybe.
Like a Karen who sees a sea turtle that's been out for 3 days. Oh, I need to throw this guy back in the water. He looks like he's dying. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think you should be touching those. The signs say don't touch them. You're going to kill it. Now you give him like human cooties.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw Paige Van Zandt versus Rachel Ostovich, the bare knuckle fighting championship. Posted a little gif of their fight. It kind of sums up the whole fight where I was telling you, Paige just kept catching punches with her face. So here you go. There's a little action.
Oh, damn.
That was pretty much the entire fight.
Yeah.
And somehow Paige thought she won that fight.
Yeah.
Just kept walking into these.
Nasty. Boom. I mean, there's no way to block when you're fighting like that. I mean, you're going to eat shots. No. So you got to be quicker and you got to be elusive.
Yeah.
So.
Very elusive. And then also Paige posted a pic of her cutting weight for that fight. So I'll give you the weight cut, Paige Van Zandt. That's her doing some work.
Whoa.
Cutting some weight.
It's heavy on the nipples.
Trying to make things happen. Okay. I can think someone might lose an eyeball, kids. Watch out. And then the last with regards to bare knuckle fighting championship. So Alan Belcher apparently is over there and he's going to have a fight on the 20th. Here's what he looks like these days.
Holy shit. Is that real?
Yes. He looks better than he ever did in the UFC. Look at his Johnny Cash tattoo.
It looks better now that he got bigger.
Yes. Jesus Christ. Good One Lord, of my favorite he? Fighters.
He's Why like on he look all like the stuff.
I know. He even grew like a beard to let you know I'm on all this stuff. That's Holy right. shit. Fucking A, I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if they announce who he's fighting, but I can't wait. Can't wait. I just remember yeah. him and Paul Harris in that oh, yeah. leg lock totally battle.
Beat him at his own game. That was yeah. fantastic.
Like, who else did that? He's like, fuck you. I'll play this leg lock game, mm-hmm. bitch. Been mm-hmm. working on it for a couple months.
Yep.
Did fine. Did totally fine.
Hey, Matt.
Yes.
Beep, 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 beep. Attention yes. listeners across the galaxy, all the way from Australia to Houston. Do we have a pew problem?
Maybe.
Our friends at Manscaped have cleared you for takeoff with their fourth generation and brand new lawnmower 4.0. Kick your pubes to the next planet with the Performance Package 4.0. The orbits in your pants will feel like you're in zero gravity when you use the best tools for the job from the leaders in male grooming. Join more than 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get your rocket ready for takeoff by going to manscaped.com for 20% off, including free shipping, with the code MMA Nuts.
That's right. You ready for an out-of-world experience, fellas? Look no further than the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped that has just taken off not only in the USA, but Canada, the UK, across Europe, Australia, South Africa, and Singapore.
Yes. So you get 20% off, including free shipping, with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com. Just in case you didn't hear me the first two times, that's 20% off and free shipping with the code MMANUTS at manscaped.com for a clean Trinity and beyond.
Trinity and beyond!
Baseballs Will Thank You, which is a fantastic movie, by the way, if you have not seen it. Rick Moranis, you remember that shit?
No, I don't think I ever saw that one.
Spaceballs. I highly recommend you getting in an altered state and watching that. If you're a Star Wars fan at all, they spoof on the Star Wars. It's old. It's from the 80s, I think, but it's really funny. So your Schwartz will thank you.
That's right. Shave your balls. Get your Manscaped on.
Yes. Sweet. What else? Let's see. Hey, did you hear that Lamar Odom is going to box former heavyweight champion Riddick Bowe on October 2nd?
Is it like, okay, first off, is that going through? And second off, who the fuck is going to sanction that?
I don't know, but that's the news.
That doesn't sound illegal. he's a basketball player?
He's a basketball player.
And he's going to fight a former heavyweight champion in boxing.
Yes, it's officially the news I have says it's going to happen. It's going to air on Fight, and the price could be around $30, $29.99, but it's not been finalized. It's going to be on select cable outlets in North America, and the press conference for this matchup is going to take place August 11th in Miami. So as far as I can tell, it's going down. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I'm not a huge fan of this kind of thing. I just feel like just never going to go well.
The matchup makes zero sense. Why are you going to take a pro boxer versus a basketball player in boxing? There's no fucking – he's got no chance. Does that guy get a gun? How about a machete? Give Odom a fucking machete, and then I might watch. He's going to last about 10 seconds.
Yeah, Bo's record is 40 something wins and one loss or something. Didn't he only lose to Holyfield?
I don't remember, but it doesn't matter what version of Bo there is. He's going to fucking annihilate that guy.
I agree.
That shouldn't even be a fucking thing.
He's a basketball player. And I want to say he's the basketball player that it's caught in a few years back, at some brothel, he had a heart attack because he was taking too many dick pills or something weird. So the man likes to go hard. So I'm just saying it could be good. No. But I wouldn't expect too much. But it's gonna happen.
Well, maybe you should just take a bunch of dick pills and just come out with the biggest hard on ever, and maybe Bo will be impressed by that.
Could be.
And that will be his window of opportunity to land a devastating strike before Riddick knocks him out in devastating fashion.
Yes. Agreed.
So I saw here's a good fight for you. UFC announced Justin Gaethje versus Michael Chandler. I always didn't want this fight to happen, but secretly wanted it to happen for UFC 268 on November 6th. Pure War. fuck,
they should
man.
Stand and bang. That should be exciting.
Yeah, they're not gonna fuck around with any ground bullshit. We're gonna fuck each other up.
Yes.
What's an early thought on that fight?
Chandler's coming off a loss, right?
Yeah, to Oliveira.
I still like Gaethje in that matchup. I mean, I think blow for blow, he's got that like Matt Brown approach, just bite down and go forward. And I think Chandler's athletic and explosive, but I just think Gaethje finds a way to figure that out. I'm thinking second round KO. That's what I'm predicting. I think it's gonna be a war.
Yeah, there's no question about that. You know that shit's going down, and Gaethje is either kill or be killed. The only thing Chandler has going for him, like, is the he'll have a conditioning advantage over Gaethje. So if he can push it longer, it favors him. But I like Gaethje.
I think that's gonna be one of those fights where the first round pace is gonna be ridiculous. It's just they're gonna be super active and just out of control, and it's gonna be a war of attrition. And if Gaethje can't catch him in the second, I think he loses in the third. I'm guessing that's a 3-round fight. So
no, it's gonna be a main event. So they're gonna do five.
That's a fiver?
And I think it was rumored for Madison Square Garden too.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's gonna be crazy.
So just off the charts. What else you got?
That's it for news for me.
All right. Post this one. Let's see. There's a weird location. It says Georgia Fighting Championships 13 in Kazbegi. Like, look at the backdrop.
Oh.
We're just in the middle of a mountain range. And then I actually have some other footage here. Hang on.
Okay.
So I've got multiple pictures. So here's it with a bunch of people. It looks fucking dope as shit. It looks like way more people from this angle than from this angle.
Yeah, it's not that many people from that angle. It's a big field. How many did they expect?
I don't know, but apparently it started raining.
Uh-huh.
And then hilarity ensues. Because then you get these guys doing their little slip and slide action once they start engaging here.
Damn, looks really dangerous.
Uh-huh. So I never want to have it outside without some sort of canopy. Or you just go for broke. Let's get it. I can't even plant. That guy got cracked there. Oh, let's wave it off.
Wow. They're still wearing masks though outside. I see people wearing masks.
It's ridiculous.
He's like, I'm not knocked out. I'm not knocked out. And like, you were knocked out 10 seconds ago. Yeah.
So we saw that one, a couple other ones. Barstool Sports throwing their hand in the arena here. It says sponsors have been found for Hezbollah and Abdu Rozic. It's back on, Ingo. They're going to fucking throw down. Might be a little rough and rowdy action. I'm not sure. I'll never update my browser.
Don't worry. While
we're at it.
I haven't said anything because I don't
know you want to.
I want to.
It probably bugs the shit out of you.
A little bit.
Sorry.
I'm not going to lie.
I know. I'll just do it right now and pause the whole show.
No, don't do that.
Did you hear this BJ Penn story?
Oh, God.
No, you're all right. It's not a fight. It's not. I got drunk and got fucked up at the gas station by a 100-pound woman. Here he goes. It's a little long. He says, last year when I got sucked into a wave pool engine room and thought I was going to die, I kept thinking, don't die for your kids. I was surfing for about an hour and the line started getting longer to catch the wave. I was sitting next to the owner of the wave pool by the wall where the waves come from. The first wave, it shoots out and is a dud to get everyone ready for the next wave. The dud wave came back, and because I was so close to the wall, the wave swallowed me and pushed me and my surfboard underneath a huge cement wall. I remember feeling like I was getting sucked in a pipe, and at that moment, I got scared. It ended up pushing me into a big, dark cement room that fills up with water to push the next wave for the wave pool. It felt like I was in the movie Saw or Final Destination. The room would fill up with water to the top, and I would hold my breath, and then it would push the water out to make the wave, and it was really rough inside there. Everything I bumped up against in that room, that hurt me got infected. I got a bad sinus infection, a couple of facial fractures from getting knocked around cement walls, and the fractures, the dirty water got in my face and infected my whole sinus. I was on antibiotics for 3 weeks for my face while I was in the wave pool engine room. I knew that one of my friends was outside from the Big Island, is a legendary surfer, and I knew he would come in there to rescue me, so I stayed calm. A lot of other people might have panicked and maybe gave up, but I just stayed strong for my kids. Anyway, to make a long story short, I survived that motherfucker. The name of the other people in water park have been left out. I'm not the kind of guy that shows up to your house to play and gets hurt and tries to sue you all. So love to everyone who helped me get there and helped me survive. Maybe I was the first guy in history to get sucked into a wave pool engine room while it is in operation. But no matter what happens in life, and no matter how scary it is, if I can offer you any advice, I would just say to stay calm. If I didn't fight tough cunts my whole life, I might have panicked, but it was just another day in the office. How do you like those apples? Holy shit.
Well, he sounds better, number one, right? Whatever was going on with him sounds like he might be doing better. And the other thing is, too, for as much trouble as he's gotten himself into in his life, that is one tough motherfucker. I mean, there's no arguing that. He might be completely batshit crazy, but he's a tough dude.
I was going to say, he might have just been in his bathtub.
But it's possible.
But who's to say? Who cares? Yeah. The man's alive. He's a fucking legend in the sport. Right?
He is. That's cool that he's surfing. I do love surfing. I wish we were near an ocean. I'd tell you that. I would totally do that like a couple times a week, easy.
Yeah.
Imagine like taking your board out in the morning before work and then going to work, how fucking calm everything would be. You know, you just feel like, fuck it. So I'm all good. Life is good.
True that. Let's do a little tweet of the week.
Okay.
So we have Kaposa on Twitter. If you're not following him, you should. He shows, here is the traditional Polish cage entrance. Hopefully there's no sound.
Oh, hey now. It's just twerking
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You got no booty though. That's not as exciting. What is what is happening?
That's how you get ready for your fucking fighting.
Okay. She needs a growing ass. That would be more interesting if she did.
Traditional Polish.
I'm an ass man, if you haven't noticed.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Let's do a little ass to nuts. This is Sippin' Tea City Ortega on Twitter. He says, what discipline is this?
Oh my God. I don't know. Penis wrestling? What do you call it?
It's like some kind of heel hook on your kick. I'm not quite sure.
It's impressive. It's a long kick.
It is. But maybe you just stretched it. I've never tried to go for broke. Let's see. Sean Strickland got a win this weekend, and after his fight, he had this to say. I got to play audio here. Hang on. This is from MMA Junkie posting this, so we're going to play this. They had it on Twitter. Is what it is.
You remember the other day you said Uriah Hall knocks people out and then jerks off at home over it? He denied that. He says he doesn't.
Oh, get the fuck out. What did you ask him? What was the question?
I actually read the quote.
Did he? He's probably like, oh, no, I don't do that. As he's like, huh.
I actually think it kind of like broke him mentally for a second. He was like, interesting.
Yeah, it's because he fucking does. But hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man. If you like to fucking hurt people, you're in the right sport, man. Like, I would love nothing more than to kill someone in the ring. Nothing more. It would make me super happy. I would own that shit, too. I don't know if it'd make me liable. I might have to say I'm sorry if the cops came, but I would own that shit. Own it, man. Be a psychopath. It's fucking fun.
See you later.
What do you think about that?
Well, get away with it, but apparently Frank Mir cannot. So I like it, though. He's wild. He seems like he's got a screw loose, but...
Yeah, he's a psychopath. I love it. I think that's a fighter being brutally honest. I don't see a problem with it, right?
Yeah, like in my field, this is a form of healthy ways to manage your aggression, because sometimes people who have tendencies to be violent in order to manage those things, instead of going out and like beating the shit out of people in the street, they get into a sport like MMA or football or hockey, and it's okay. Like it's allowable. It's
acceptable, right?
So, like, he's able to work out his shit in a sport like MMA so that he doesn't do it to some random schmo in the street, right? So I'm fine with that, because
he doesn't Joe Schilling someone, right?
No. Whatever happened to that? It's been all quiet.
He's being sued, but that's the last I've heard.
Okay.
I'm following it, but yeah. I keep posts on it. Moving right along, it said Chuck Liddell, he's 51. He said he may be interested in a fight in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship if the money is right. How much would they need to pay him, and how will he do?
$2 million, and I think he'll lose. $2 million depends on who he's fighting, but I don't want to see it.
We lost to Tito in fucking MMA 2 years ago, so
yeah, $2 million, I think.
Okay. And then Mark Hunt announced he has a fight coming up soon. Where do you think it's going to be?
Australia.
What organization?
Oh, bare knuckle fighting.
Probably. That's my thought. It's either Bellator or bare knuckle, right? And more than likely, it's bare knuckle. That's frightening to see Mark Hunt and bare knuckle. Holy fuck.
Against who, though? Like, I don't even know.
It's just any heavyweight. Joey Beltran's over there.
Frank Mir? Isn't Frank Mir over there, too?
He was doing... No, he was on that other boxing card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's it.
Like that bullshit card with one of the Paul brothers. But
gotcha.
Frank would get murdered in bare knuckle. And I think he might be on their roster too. It's hard to say because they just sign everybody. How many clones of yourself would it take for you to beat your favorite fighter in a 5-rounder?
My favorite fighter in the... I'm thinking who that would be at this point. It's one of the Diaz brothers probably for me. How many clones of me?
Yeah.
I think one for each round. And the approach would be to throw myself recklessly at them. I take that back, probably two for each round, maybe three. Just it's a sheer volume approach. I'm gonna try to melt Diaz with
so volume. You're taking 3 or 15?
I'm 15. That would be 15. Three for each round, so 15.
You're taking total. Three fresh ones each round. Yeah. I just think I need three just total, like
against who?
Anybody. Mark Hunt, Justin Gaethje, because all you need is, if you go with a triangle approach, so you're going with a triangle defense and or attack method, so you have two guys facing front and one in the back, guy in the back just grabs him, body lock, takes him down, holds him down, the other two come in with the ground and pound. You can't beat three people. It's just not going to happen. Any three, I think, as long as the first guy gets in and gets on you, the first guy's got to wrap you up and then hold on and then take you to the ground.
Okay.
And then the other two, if all three come at you at the same time, is he going to be able to hit three got knockout shots? Probably not. Justin Gaethje. I think the answer is three. I think I'm good with that.
Okay.
What drink from college would you never have again?
Probably Southern Comfort.
Oh, that's from high school.
I had a I'll never have that again. Southern Comfort and Mountain Dew, and it was like, you got to do a shot. I'm like, oh, just that taste of that. I don't like Southern Comfort and I don't really like Mountain Dew. And just the combo of it was just terrifying. What about you?
Well, that just brought up old memories I've forgotten. And now you just rehashed. Mad Dog 2020. Any of that shit?
Yes.
The other one was Brian and I always used to drink Everclear mixed with anything. And now I just looked that up. Everclear is actually, they've banned sales of that in 18 states.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because of the alcohol content. It's like 190 proof. So it's super, it's just pure alcohol. Burns your mouth if you leave it in. It's real bad.
Okay.
And then the other one was the bar swill. And I forgot what we had nicknamed it. So when I was bouncing at the bar, they used to have some kind of a mat on the bar where all the drinks were placed, so it would catch all the spillage. And then at the end of the night, we'd pour that into the glass. And then I used to work on country nights, and we had this real harmless guy that we used to call Killer. And we'd always get him to drink the bar swill. And he was always so happy. We'd give him the glass and pour in whatever was left. And the fucker would just cook. And I think we may have gave him $5 for the trouble, but like, holy shit, I wouldn't, who knows what's in that? Because I think you get like cigarette ashes in there too. Because I think you could, yeah, you could still smoke at that time in the bars. Ugh, brutal. That
sounds disgusting.
Yeah. But I never personally did that one. And then Rodrigo Machado closed it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. What's the weirdest smell you have ever smelled?
Oh, easily. Have you ever heard of durian fruit before?
No.
It's this fruit from Asia, and it's, I'll show you a picture in a second. I'll show you a picture right now. Hold on. It looks like this. So it's this fruit that has these like prickly things, and inside is this like meat of the fruit, right? This yellow stuff that's in there. I don't know if you can see my
mouth. It's like earwax. Yes. Proceed. So
it has the most putrid smell I've ever smelled in my entire life, but the fruit itself is really sweet, but the smell overpowers everything. And like the best way I can describe it, it's like sewage type smell. And some of the comments I was looking up just now, like looking at it, it's the odor is best described as pig excrement, turpentine, and onions garnished with a gym sock. It can be smelled from yards away, and it's very popular in Asia, but they forbid people from riding around on the subways, and a lot of hotels won't allow it. And it's supposed to have like really strong health effects. Of course, anything Asian,
aphrodisiac,
it like tastes like shit
hard.
It's supposed to be like good for fighting cancer because it has like phytocinkines or something in it. But I at my old work, they brought this shit in one time, and I tried some of it, and I couldn't eat it. And some people, though, because they're used to it so much, they don't smell the bad smell, but they taste, it's super super sweet. But it's like it fucks with your senses, because like your smell is one thing and your taste is another. And if you're smell heavy forward, you won't be able to taste the sweetness. I could not taste the sweetness, but other people at my work were just eating it like it was nothing. It's so good. I'm like, oh my God.
You're eating a rhino's dead asshole. It's
terrible. Really bad.
So, oh my God.
That's the worst. What about you?
I don't know. Probably just old folks' homes.
Yeah, those don't.
That's good. Not pleasant. It's a plethora of shit, piss, and just old people. They just stink. I don't know. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Why or why not?
No.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's a hot dog. I think it's its own category.
It's a wiener. It's a meat and bread. How is that not a sandwich? It sounds like a sandwich to me. What is the definition of a sandwich? Two pieces of bread and something in the middle. It's got meat,
but sometimes it's got vegetables. Just one piece of bread cut in half?
Technically, but mine sometimes fall apart, and that's two pieces. So I will say a sandwich.
Okay.
What's the best Wi-Fi name you've seen?
Oh, jeez. I mean, I've heard some good ones, but I was out someone at someone's house like a few years ago, and the Wi-Fi name was Mom Use This One. I was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, my mom is just not very technologically inclined. So I had to make it very obvious, and I forget what the password was. It was like something similar, so she couldn't forget.
Yeah. I think it's actually my next door neighbors, because one of them's name's Frank, and the woman is Francesca, but her nickname is Frankie. So okay. I always refer to them as the Franks. I'm like, oh, the Franks are outside, right? So at some point, they must have heard me, because they named their Wi-Fi network the Franks. I'm like, what the fuck? That's like an inside personal joke between me and my family. I call them the Franks. And they changed their network. I'm like, that's fine. What's the most ridiculous fact you know?
Let me think. Oh, did you know that the human body contains enough fat to make 7 bars of soap?
Are you in Fight Club?
I was gonna say, ask me. Because I remember that from that movie. I thought that was really interesting. I never knew soap was made from fat actually till that movie. But
yes, I have no interesting facts. I don't keep facts in my head because I have a cell phone. So any useless facts, I would just look up. Fuck, Mary, Kill, Celebrity Edition, number 142, female wrestlers, number 25. You have Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, and Sasha Banks. Okay. So let me get these ladies on point.
Let me maximize my screen for this situation.
All right. Ooh. Becky Lynch. We've got some alternate angles.
Solid. I like the red hair or orange hair, whatever color that
Charlotte
is.
Charlotte
Flair. Not my favorite.
Sasha Banks.
Okay. Sasha Banks dead. kill her dead. I'm probably going to marry the first one and bang the second one.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement. Yeah. I think that's a no-brainer. There's something about this one. It's the red hair. I think you're
probably
right.
The red hair. Yeah.
Probably. Solid. Any good knowledge for the week?
Nothing. Other. I've been watching the Olympics some. Like, we've been watching a lot of the races and stuff, and just in general, just kind of enjoying a little Olympic action. It's been fun swimming, those kind of things. I don't really pay attention to who wins or loses as much. I think it's fascinating that human beings can do some of these things. Like, I'm really looking forward to diving. I think that sport's insane. And some of the gymnasts, like the velocity they have, like they're like the freaking what's it called, the springboard thing where they've launched themselves.
Yeah, vault.
I mean, it's crazy to think about that they can land that shit, because they're like, oh, and then slink, they stick it.
Yeah. I watched a lot of the beach volleyball.
Of course.
I don't like that.
The butts. They have nice butts.
That's true. Uh-huh. And they must wear the tiny swimsuits or banned from the sport for life.
Did they not want to wear them?
Yeah, remember that was that Norwegian team that had a problem because they were telling them they could only be like 10 centimeters or something.
You got to know your audience.
That's Olympic tradition. I'm sorry. You can't go against Olympics tradition.
And you know why people tune in. I mean, come on now.
Why the fuck am I watching beach volleyball? Because I have my problem with this Olympics is I have no idea when anything is on. Nothing is live. I'm watching fucking tape delay of shit that's already happened. It's bad when it's in another country, and I think most of the shit is happening at like 3 a.m. or whatever live, and it's rare that you're getting to see the finals. And whoever is putting it, I think they said the ratings are the lowest that they've ever been just because of how shitty the schedule is. I don't know when anything is on. I think there's 7 channels. Like, I have no idea. Like, I just want to watch certain sports. I think in the past you were able to say, okay, I want to watch swimming, so record all swimming. I don't see that option now.
No, it's not there. And you're right. There's like 7 different channels, and it's not even all the same network. It's different networks.
Yeah. It's like NBC and fucking CNN and stuff. But America, we're like winning.
Of course we are.
At least the total medals. Yeah, yes. Like, totally not on anything. None of our athletes are, but they're all complaining about every other country. My only knowledge is this. I don't know who posted this, but I'll share this with you. So they said, this is Aree Bolos. She's 11 and couldn't afford to buy sports shoes to compete, so she covered her feet with plasters and drew Nike logo on them. And guess what? Nike saw this and recruited her as a slave in their sweatshops.
Nice.
So we got that going for them. Good old Nike in their sweatshops.
We're going to get sued.
Alleged sweatshops. How's that? Alleged.
They don't have any sweatshops.
It's not my joke.
To our knowledge.
I don't know anything. I only have a little bit, and I just expunged it all.
Yes.
Let's shut it down before I pass out.
All righty. That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. We'll see you next week. My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing us.